However, we're going to be talking sustainable living and carrying on a conversation that we started about, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, as we talked about legislation around cannabis and marijuana growing, as well as, the business around marijuana, the potential for that green economy, as our president calls it. But, what were the stumbling blocks, essentially, was what we were exploring on Weekend Breakfast. Hopefully, we'll be having that conversation shortly. But of course, we also go to the movies in this segment. And most importantly, not just the movies, but local movies and growing the local film sector. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the Johannesburg or the Joburg Film Festival. They've opened up registrations for the JFF Youth and Audience Development Program. They'll be holding workshops across Gauteng. And this is all in the run-up to the 2023 Joburg Film Festival, the opening registration for this aspect of the JFF, that youth program. Joining me for that conversation is Tim Mangwedi, who's the Joburg Film Festival Executive Director. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Tim. Thank you so much for making the time. Really appreciate it.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners at home.
So we're in the build-up phase towards the fifth annual Joburg Film Festival that takes place very early in the year, from the 31st of Jan, running right through to the 5th of Feb. But you've partnered up with Multi-Choice, as well as the Gauteng Film Commission, to announce the start of your Youth and Audience Development Program. Give us a sense of what this aspect of the JFF is about. Most importantly, what are you aiming for? What inspired this?
Well, what inspired us to have a Joburg Film Festival was that we wanted to bring cinema to the people and to the people of Johannesburg and those who love film. Because, Joburg is a melting pot of culture, and we thought that it's very important for us to have a film so that it can be able to be a big film as a platform to communicate about, Africa and what Africa is all about and beautiful Africa. Because most of the time, films around Africa are not beautiful films that talk about beautiful Africa. And we wanted to have a film festival that would be curated so that we can go out there to find the best films that the year has to offer in Africa and the diaspora.
And of course, beauty and quality, or rather excellence, can often, in the creative arts, it can be quite subjective. So when you say the best film in South Africa and the best film in Africa, what do you mean by that?
Look, I mean, we position ourselves as the premier of African film. So most of the films that you'll be seeing at the film festival, but it will be the first time that you see them at the film festival. So it will be the first time that you see most of the films that we'll be showcasing will be the films that will be the first time that you see them, and mostly by independent film producers, not by big studios.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how big the South African film sector, or the film industry, is. Obviously, there's been an explosion of streaming platforms over the last 8 years, and it's incredibly competitive. But what it's also forced these big multinational corporations to do is start to look at new markets and say, how do we tell local stories for a global audience and, of course, create content that's relevant to even more people? But from a South African perspective, where do we currently stand? And I guess in many ways, how do we use that as a barometer for what's possible in terms of our aim?
Look, I mean, South Africa is a very important player in terms of African content, or the development of African content, African films, and largely because of we've got infrastructure that is very conducive to attract big budget productions from Hollywood. We have a very, very competitive, highly technical skills in terms of film. Our cruise rating is one of the best. We've got the climate, we've got the weather, we've got climate, we've got the language, because we speak English in South Africa, plus ones, because of most of the studio productions are from the US. But talking about the local content,
yes,
and African content. We're one of the countries that are very leading in terms of co-production treaties. We've got co-production treaties with African, some African, leading African countries like Nigeria, like Ghana, Kenya. We've got the co-production treaties with France, with Germany. So we have that, just to name a few. So which makes us very attractive for us to have co-productions. And any other co-production means that, you know, you split the work. Some of the work will be done in Germany, or some of the work will be done in South Africa. And then also there's a very good rebate that we get from government, from DTI. There's a very good rebate system that is in there. When you are 100% black owned, you know, you've got more points. When you are a black woman or owns a production company, you get more points. So it's also very good because of this legislation and this government that actually pulls money into the film industry. It's a very huge business. I mean, we're looking at 4 billion rands of annual turnover in terms of the film and content business in South Africa, you know? And yeah, the likes of MultiChoice, who are partners, I mean, MultiChoice is rooted in South Africa or in Africa. They're a pan-African business.
Sure.
They spend over 3 billion rands of a year on creating content, but for African content, because of, you know, that's what they do, that's what they know, and then they are the African company, and then they produce a lot of hours, more than 6,000 hours of content a year, which nobody does that, you know. And we have to give credit, because of that kept the film industry going over the years before the streamers came on board. But now with the streamers coming on board, it has actually, you know, exploded with a big bubble about everyone has streamers, which is good, and it's also created a bit of competition.
Yes,
talent.
Absolutely.
You know,
lots of competition.
Before in South Africa, there were only two or three players, and there's MultiChoice, SABC, EVO, the ETV.
Yeah.
And now today, there's more players, you know, that came through, which are the streamers, and they make it very exciting for us, because now there's more to offer in terms of what I call localized content.
Yeah. And, you know, Tim, I think it really is, as you say, the competition is heating up. And it's a good thing as well to give creatives and people in film and in the arts just more to play with here at home. And we can start to sort of redefine, and you'll let me know if you agree with me, we can start to sort of to redefine what we think success is, especially if you are a filmmaker. Quite often it was, you're aiming for Hollywood, you're aiming for an Oscar nomination, best international or best foreign language film, whatever it might be, or foreign language Emmy. And, you know, I think what we're going to see a vastly changed industry within 5 or 10 years, where we start to, you know, sort of be our own judges of what's quality, what's success, and hopefully the money follows as well.
You're absolutely right. I mean, if you look at what has happened in terms of talking about the Oscars and the Emmys, I mean, if you look at what has happened in the past, I mean, the best films haven't been necessarily Hollywood films.
I mean, yeah.
There was a big film, which is sort of an American film that won the Oscar. There was a Korean film, Parasite, which won the Oscar. There's a big show that came up last year, Squid Games, which was not in Hollywood. There was the other series, the Money Heist,
mm-hmm.
which was not Hollywood. There's quite a lot that's on offer. I mean, we've got South Africa now being able to produce more beautiful content that you've never seen. You know, I mean, you've got guys like Akina Mutoso, who has been at work, produced two good films. You've got MultiChoice that has put a lot of money on Ushara Welembe, which is a very beautifully shot movie, high quality production, amazing scale. Black Sams by Jamil Kubega, which is also funded by MultiChoice and Showmax. Very exciting films that are coming through. As I said, it's localized film. You know, we're making local films for the global market, or you're making a global film for the local market. So things have changed, just to cut in hands. We decided that we're going to invest in the youth in this development program.
Sure.
And the theme for this year is that the young voices. The Young Voices is a two-day workshop, which is going to take over around all the regions of Gauteng, Kurlene, Sidibeng, Tswane, Joburg, Mogale, and Sidibeng. And every weekend, we'll have two-day workshops of, you know, bringing young people to be mentored and to be given talks, masterclasses by young film professionals, whether it's in post-production, whether it's in financial accounting in terms of, you know, film. So that these young people can see the whole value chain of making film or making content and what it takes. And we're really passionate about this program.
Sure.
And what is also exciting about it is that there's an element of competition in it. So we'll be calling for young people to between the age of 18 and 25 to submit a film, a short film about what inspires them about their township. And then we'll go through and select a winner in the region, and the ultimate prize will be a bursary to go and study, you know, in the content space, whether you want to go and study animation, film, but in a creative and film sector, largely that's what will the bursary is all about. And for those who didn't make it for the big prize, they'll get a camera kit so that they can carry on shooting beautiful films in their townships.
Tim, and that is.
And hopefully they'll be picked by Multi Talent Factory,
yeah,
so that they can get into the program with Multi Choice. And also, I mean, Gauteng Film Commission, they are our partners. They've been our partners since we started with the Film Festival. And then also to remind the listeners back home is that this will be the fifth edition of the Joburg Film Festival. Yeah. So we are growing and we are disruptive.
I mean, that's really, really fantastic. As you said, you're introducing young people to what is possible, and of course, the important touch points of what it takes to make a film and to create something worthwhile in the industry. Those that don't, number one, win that bursary, or the ones that don't win the bursary, or even that camera kit that you're talking about. Advice, Tim, on how to make it in our specific industry, because we always, you know, we always talk about this quite a bit on Weekend Breakfast, the fact that there's no blueprint, there's no step-by-step manual on how films are made, how to operate within the creative arts. What sustained you within your own career, first of all, but your advice for those that are interested about what it takes to get things done?
You know, making a film I always say, I listen to the joke, I say in South Africa, anyone has never made a film, they call themselves a filmmaker. Because they don't know what it takes with a film. It's a very emotional thing to do. The investment doesn't come in very soon. You have to go out and pitch for a script. You have to go out and convince people to believe in your vision. Before, you know, it would take 10 years to make a movie or 15 years to make a movie. And you ask yourself, wow, why would people take so long to make this? It's because of, at the time, they're trying to raise money, and as they're going to production, certain things happen.
Sure.
So it's very important for the young people that want to go into this industry to understand what it really takes, you know, to make this, to see the final product. And this initiative actually highlights very, very, very clearly,
mm-hmm,
to the young people that wants to get into the sector what it means to create content. But also creating content is very easy, simple. You,
sure,
can make content on your phone. There's films that have been nominated for an Oscar, for an Emmy, for a BAFTA, that are just shot on the cell phone. So technology has also made it very possible for us today to bring this amazing content that is done by these young creatives into our TV screens because of how it's been made, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Technology has just enabled so much innovation and just democratized the space so much more. Tim, of course, all of this is aimed at fostering talent and making sure that people or aspiring filmmakers have the best chance, available. Once again, how to enter, what the criteria is?
Look, well, culture is very simple. As I said, you know, you just have to be age of 18 or 35. You just go to www.jobfilmfestival. You get a link that takes you to register for these workshops in your region or in your township, and then you will get a response that says that you are accepted, and then you attend the 2-day workshops. But the 2-day workshops will also be after these 2 days, when you're done, we normally showcase a movie so that the community can come and watch the film. That probably are not interested in the workshop, they just want to watch a movie and have fun. They can come on Sunday and watch a movie for free. They'll be offered popcorns, and it's a very, very beautiful vibe whereby, you know, you see the community coming out there to watch a movie. And what we do, we try and create films that resonate with that township. Mm. You know, on another day in Mohale City, you know, we had a movie called, Moving the Rat or something like that, which was very accepted and was loved. And that film, for our surprise, end up winning an international award in our film festival outside. So it was great that it was just a movie that was done by Manchester Talent Factory, and this movie that's done by young people, and this movie all of a sudden just catched fire and then just made it big.
Yeah, that's the Kagiso Modupi movie that you're talking about, Losing Lerato, did incredibly well on the festival circuit. So when we talk audience development, I think in many ways you're doing exactly that, Tim, giving people content and, you know, films and that they can relate to, that are set in that context, are set in their own homes, and that just makes sense to us. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Weekend Breakfast. Really appreciate your time and your insights.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your time. And then hopefully we'll see you guys next year at the Film Festival, where African storytellers will come together. Thank you very much.